Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and here's a question for you. Did you know that social scientists have long known that married people tend to be happier? Now, we don't mean that just because someone isn't married that they're unhappy necessarily, but we found this recent article from the New York Times to be really interesting, and so we want to share it with you today. A new economics paper has found that some old-fashioned advice for navigating the stresses of life are find a spouse who is also your best friend. Seems like common sense, but a lot of people seem to have a hard time with that. So a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research concluded that being married makes people happier and more satisfied with their lives than those who remain single, particularly during the most stressful periods like a midlife crisis, for example. So those whose lives are the most difficult could benefit from marriage. And the economists who wrote the new paper go on to say that marriage may be the most important when there is that stress in life and when things are going wrong. And my husband and I have talked about this before, that it's so nice to have someone on your team that has your best interest at heart, that knows what's going on with you and is just in your corner no matter what. It's a real comfort to have that in your life. Interestingly, marital happiness long outlasted the honeymoon period, and those social scientists have argued that happiness levels are innate. People return to their natural level of well-being after joyful or upsetting events. And so researchers have found that the benefits of marriage persist. As long as you marry somebody who is also your best friend, who you get along with, who you have shared interests with. So one reason for that might be the role of friendship within a marriage. So if you really marry somebody who is your best friend, they get twice as much life satisfaction from marriage as other people do who marry for other reasons. Isn't that interesting? And the benefits of marital friendship are the most vivid during middle age, when people tend to experience a dip in life satisfaction, that if they still have that best friend by their side, that's when you get the most effect and the most positivity from being married. And the biggest benefits come in high stress environments, and people who are married can handle midlife stress better than those who aren't, because they have a shared load and a shared friendship, according to these economists. Well, overall, the research comes to a really optimistic conclusion. It says that people have the capacity to increase their happiness levels and avoid falling deep into midlife crisis by finding support in long-term relationships. Definitely some good things to think about. So Elder F. Burton Howard said, if you want something to last forever, you treat it differently. You shield it. You protect it. You never abuse it. You don't expose it to the elements. You don't make it common or ordinary. If it ever becomes tarnished, you lovingly polish it until it gleams like new. It becomes special because you have made it so, and it grows more beautiful and precious as time goes by. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.